You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has today doubled down on her pill testing stance, saying it is better to tell young people not to take drugs at all. Her statement follows the hospitalisation of 16 people at festivals in Sydney and Victoria over the weekend.
Just because some people are advocating pill testing, just because this debate is happening, do not think it gives you a green light or makes ecstasy safe. It does not.
At Victoria's Rainbow Serpent Festival, five were arrested for drug-related offences, including the trafficking of ketamine and MDMA. At Sydney's Hardcore Till I Die and Electric Gardens Festival, 57 were charged with drug offences. The New South Wales government increased the number of medical staff available to treat partygoers this weekend, with Health Minister Brad Hazzard echoing the Premier's call for youth to take more responsibility for their actions.
We had paramedics, we had nurses, we had police, we had a host of other people trying to keep them safe, and yet it's their actions, that have caused each of these people to have to be there and to do their job, and they've done it well, but nevertheless I'm asking those young people to reflect on what is being done to try and keep you safe because of your own actions.
Those working on the ground at the festival said that more people than usual checked into the medical tents. Dr. Sarah Coombs from the New South Wales Ambulance Service spoke of the importance of the additional ground staff at the event.
There were a number of patients that were treated that likely would not have survived this event had the increased medical support not been on site.
Australian National University academic Dr. David Caldicott is urging the New South Wales government to listen to the various professional medical bodies supporting pill testing and trial pill testing as a way to save lives.
They don't really understand what pill testing is. Of course, it's not a green light to the consumption of drugs. It's a process that's administered by medical professionals, and I might add, that is approved and endorsed by the majority of professional medical bodies in Australia. Clearly, the medical profession has a far better understanding of this than our elected colleagues do.
Antoinette Radford, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.